Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 28th. Elon Musk finally did his promised live stream on Tesla's full self-driving beta, version 12. Although this version is being tested internally, the main difference with the update is it's expected to be vehicle controls taken over by neural nets rather than hard-coded by engineers. This demo, which was live-streamed by Musk himself, was the first look for the public. The video stream is, I guess we'll say, authentic, as the video quality is quite low, and it appears that Musk is operating the telephone while sitting in the driver's seat. But we'll leave that alone for now. In the video, we were able to see that the update does bring some improvements to vehicle controls, such as handling roundabouts pretty well, which has been a problem in previous versions. During the drive, Musk had to disengage the system when the car tried to pull forward at a red stoplight. The passenger in the car noted that this particular version has regressed its behavior with traffic lights. Overall, the 45-minute drive did go through without any major fault, although at Electric, we believe it didn't really convey the mind-blowing improvements that Musk had previously foretold. Elon Musk has made a new statement about the full self-driving software that reassures owners with hardware version 3.0, but might bum out some of them with hardware version 4.0. Now, to get you up to speed, Hardware 4.0 is Tesla's latest suite of autopilot and self-driving sensors and a new computer. The new hardware, which adds radar and new cameras all around the vehicle, has already been deployed in most Tesla vehicles on the lineup. Some years ago, Musk had promised older hardware owners, such as 3, that Tesla would deliver its full self-driving promise for those vehicles as well as new ones. And now we have an odd clarification. On Twitter, Musk said, quote, Hardware 4 software will lag Hardware 3 by at least another 6 months, as our focus needs to be on getting full self-driving on Hardware 3 working super well and provided internationally. Now, while this would certainly be reassuring, the current estimate timeline is a tough one to bet on. Elon Musk claims that Tesla will achieve this super well working level on Hardware 3 by the end of the year. In a new video of the Tesla Cybertruck, it shows the electric pickup truck's comically large wiper at work. Early Cybertruck prototypes featured a monstrously large single windshield wiper. Elon Musk had previously said that this wiper design would not make it to production, but beta prototypes that have been spotted in the wild feature this, and Tesla is now producing Cybertruck release candidates that have at least something that looks exactly the same. But now, Brad Sloan recently flew a drone over Gigafactory, Texas, and spotted a Cybertruck coming out of the factory using its wiper for a brief period. And pivoting where the driver's side windshield meets with the hood, the sweeping monolith seems to reach the majority of the windshield space while leaving a bit of the passenger side uncleansed. When not in use, the wiper rests vertically against the driver's side windshield, which some people have suggested looks like a weapon of some sort. I think that characterizations such as this will help sell more units, but we'll have to wait and see. Tesla appears to be continuing its trolling of the pickup truck competitors with another Cybertruck wrapped up, this time like a Toyota Tundra. A month ago, a picture of a Cybertruck leaked from Tesla's shop with a wrap that made it look like the Ford F-150. The Cybertrucks that feature the F-150 wrap and now the Tundra wrap have both been spotted on public roads. The goal of the project was not totally clear, but we think it's some good old-fashioned trolling. Some have speculated that Tesla might be testing wraps instead of being an attempt to camouflage them before the official launch. In an interesting move, Hyundai Motor Group is developing its own ultra-fast EV chargers. According to a new report from KED Global, Hyundai Kaweco Group, an electronic management system supplier under the Hyundai umbrella, is looking to get into the fast charger business with a unit that has 350 kilowatts of output. In March of 2021, Hyundai unveiled its plans to build a super-fast EV charger network, this time under the ePIT brand. The auto leader vowed to roll out 120 of these ePIT ultra-fast chargers by the end of the year, meaning the end of 2021. Well, it's not going so well, as the number of PITs currently sits at 36. Hyundai was one of 7 auto giants that recently formed a joint venture to develop high-powered charging network access across North America with at least 30,000 chargers. Now, perhaps this is Hyundai looking to make a product to sell to that very collaboration. If they seriously want to compete with Tesla, that would represent a large amount of products to be sold when fully realized. Nearly 9 months after announcing its initial plan for a rollout of a global high-powered EV charging network, Mercedes-Benz has shared progress towards that goal. Its first branded charging hubs will begin operations in October, starting with three locations in Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA, Chengdu in China, and Mannheim, Germany. And by the end of next year, the German automaker says that they will have their global network expand to over 2,000 points and open over 2,000 charging hubs by the year 2030. The stations will deliver charge rates up to 400 kilowatts and offer a variety of plugs to fit any EV, according to the region, of course. Now, you may be wondering, and the answer is yes, Mercedes is also a part of that seven auto giant collaboration to make a high-powered charging network in North America with at least 30,000 chargers. Now, come to think of it, Stellantis is also part of that group, and their Jeep brand said that they would make chargers too. Now, where the Mercedes, the Hyundai, or the Jeep-branded charger network fits into their total collaboration, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section. In today's community comment found on YouTube, PWells10 says, "Your voice is ideal for giving instructions on what to do in case of an emergency on an airplane." Well, thank you, P. Wells, and thanks for the comment. You know, I realize that these safety videos are mandatory for the airlines to make and that they want everything to seem very calm and collected during an emergency, but there is one weird thing that I always see, and it is this. I don't know why they demonstrate how to do everything, presumably accurate, but they always mess up blowing into the life jacket tube. They show someone far away from the actual tube as if someone is making a wish on dandelions, kind of blowing far away at it. If my life rests on that darn tube, I'm not going to hold it 4 inches away from my mouth and wisp it out like a birthday candle. I'm going to grab onto that thing for dear life and expel all my lung capacity as if I was at gunpoint making birthday balloon animals for Ted Bundy. At least the Japanese got it right in their video, although they don't display too much urgency with slow-moving kabuki characters. But anyways, next time you fly, take a look at that video and tell me if you notice the manual vest inflation looks like somebody blowing bubbles for a wedding. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.